The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading today is from the book of the prophet Zechariah. And he's writing about 500 years before the coming of Christ. And he's writing about joy. "Thus says the Lord, rejoice." Rejoice. The temple at that time was in ruins. Jerusalem was in ruins. The people had just suffered the traumatic experience of the exile. And the Lord wants them to have joy. You may recognize the prophecy that follows this, that the king will come, your savior, riding on an ass. And we hear that on Palm Sunday, because it was Jesus who fulfilled this prophecy on Palm Sunday. This is the joy that Zechariah wants the people to have. This is the joy that the Lord wants the people to hope for. That the kingdom, which they thought was over, they thought God's promise was broken, that the earthly kingdom of David had come to an end in the exile. But he promises a king, promises a savior, a Messiah. This is the joy to hope for. Someone to restore the kingdom. And then 500 years later, we see St. Paul writing about the same restoration, but it's a different kind of restoration. It's not a restoration of an earthly kingdom, but a restoration of the human heart. Of that human heart which had grown cold to God, built up walls around God through sin. And he goes from sin to justification in Jesus Christ and to salvation through and sanctification through the Holy Spirit. It is through the Holy Spirit that our hearts are changed and drawn closer to the heart of Jesus. Yes, it's true that all of us sin. All of us turn our hearts away from the Lord. But that's why Jesus came and suffered on the cross for us, to bring justification, to give us a way back to the Heavenly Father. And so it is through the Holy Spirit that we are sanctified and we are able to live out that justification. We're able to live out the promises of God, which is why we needn't be burdened. Oftentimes we can place ourselves burdens of the world, the burdens of our sinfulness. And that joy that Zechariah promises, that joy can seem to go out in our lives. And we just walk around burdened by the world and by our own sinfulness. But it doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to be slaves to our sin. We don't have to be yoked to the slavery of sin. For that's precisely why Jesus came, to set us free from that. Take my yoke upon me, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So he's asking us to take off the yokes we have currently, take off our yoke to slavery, take off our yokes to sin, and put his on instead. And I grew up in Flint. I grew up in a city, so I don't know much about farming. So I had to do a little bit of research about yokes. And one thing I learned is that there's always two animals tied to a yoke. There's never just one. It's always two. And when we put on ourselves the yoke of slavery, the yoke of sin, we're carrying that by ourselves. And so if we try and pull it, we're going to veer off in a different direction if we can move it at all. But when we put on the yoke of Jesus, he's there next to us, pulling the yoke with us. And it took the form of the cross on Calvary when he carried that cross, which is why he asks us to carry our own crosses with him to Calvary. But the yoke is easy and the burden is light. So we don't carry it alone, we don't carry it by ourselves, and we carry it in freedom. We choose to take on the yoke of Jesus and to take off the yoke of slavery to sin, which we can't carry by ourselves, because freedom is worth fighting for. Freedom is worth carrying the cross for with Jesus. And freedom to live with God in eternity is worth fighting for.